Moncrief on News Talk.
Traditionally, in this country, a bride would have taken her new husband's surname upon marriage. While this doesn't happen as much nowadays, our Gen Z women now taking up tradition again. Joining me is Saoirse Hanley, columnist with the Irish Independent. Saoirse, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good indeed. You kind of noticed this, didn't you, through the actions of an influencer on TikTok?
Yeah, it's something I kind of really became aware of recently, that there was creators both that were Irish and also, you know, in the US, that you would know them by a certain moniker, you'd know them by their name. And obviously, when you're, you know, when your life is online, you're very much associated to that name quite closely. And I noticed that both people that I had in mind, they had like quite big profile weddings very recently. And the content was kind of coming out and I was looking at it, you know, looking at dresses and doing everything we all do. We're kind of watching along. And then immediately, both names were changed and they would come up on my, you know, TikTok page or my Instagram. And I'd kind of be like, hang on a second, that's that same person, but her name is different. And it really struck me that they had both, despite the fact that their names were not only, you know, their own, but also like such a big part of what they put out online, that suddenly it was different. And it really surprised me. I think it's because it's quite far away from my own like personal, I suppose, beliefs or reality, that it's not something that really I'm aware of in my world. So I was quite surprised that a lot of young women who are very much in the public eye are, you know, very much still changing their names. I kind of thought we didn't do that anymore, but I was proven wrong.
Yeah, I would have thought we didn't do that anymore as well. I have to be honest as well. I thought that day had long gone. But as well, there's a different aspect to it too, isn't there? Because your name, if you're a TikTok influencer, your name is part of your intellectual property that people are following, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I took a quick look this morning at both people that I had in mind just while I was, because I was like, I hope I didn't get this wrong, and they definitely had changed them. What's interesting with social media in particular is that a lot of the times, whatever username you chose for yourself when you signed up to that app is kind of immovable. There's, you know, you can change different aspects of your profile, pictures or whatever, and bios and all those kinds of things. But oftentimes the actual, you know, handle that's attached to your profile, you can't change. So for both, in both instances, they have one name, the original name that they had as their handle, say, but then in the description, their name will have this kind of new maiden or the new married name that they've taken. So it is definitely interesting that it's something that, you know, it's a very marked difference. You're very obviously changing something. And I think it's kind of twofold, because if you're somebody who is in that kind of space where everything you do and your day-to-day life is very much commodified and it's very much what you put out there, you know, a lot of the times the wedding is so much part of the content, and that's really kind of, you know, it works for them professionally too, to have that. So then it is interesting that you've kind of built this brand, including this wedding as part of it, and then now the wedding is done and you're, it's almost like entering a new era of this persona you've kind of portrayed to us all. It just really surprises me. And I think there is a bias there that I'm obviously coming from a journalistic perspective of, like, you know, even if I was someone who believed in changing her name, and I personally am not, I think I would find it really difficult to have had my name tied to so many stories for so many years and then suddenly be like, oh, this is a completely different journalist who works for the Independent now because it's just got a new name.
Totally. It would just confuse people. I have to say, I didn't know that you were stuck with your handle that you come to social media. There could be drink taken when you go on social media for the first time. God knows what handle you'd give yourself in the early days. And then be stuck with it forever. Oh my God.
This is what you got to do sometimes when you sign up for it. It's only certain websites when you sign up, you got to look. Because I've done that before where, you know, a lot of the profiles I made when I was like a teenager, I certainly, you know, don't necessarily need now.
Or whatever. Let us move on, please. You say 100%, yes. But that idea that it had kind of gone out, that was a way. My wife didn't take my name, for instance, and I got over it. is there a possibility that people are actually starting to think more kindly of that kind of stuff?
I think so. I mean, like, growing up, it was something I kind of didn't know any different from, because my mom never took my dad's name. And I think that kind of rocked the boat a small bit when she did, because of the time that was in, you know, it was in the 80s and the 90s, and it was different then. It was much more traditional, and it was kind of more the done thing than it is now, I suppose, really. But I do think that we very much moved away from that, in a sense that it kind of was no longer, I suppose, the expectation, that this is still an option, but it was no longer kind of the given. And I think it came up a couple of years ago, actually, in conversation. I think one of the, I don't know if you're aware of the YouTubers, the Sidemen, they're kind of this group of lads in England that make these videos. It's kind of nonsense. My brother loves them. They're very, very loud. Right. But one of them, they're very big profiles. And one of them was on a podcast with his I want to say fiance, possibly now wife. Sure. And they were talking about names, and it caused this big controversy because he was saying he would expect his wife to take his name. Mm. And it kind of had these shockwaves, everybody being like, no, like, hang on. And I remember, I think my boyfriend and I hadn't been together very long at the time, so maybe 3 or so years ago. And he initially almost kind of sided with him, and he was like, well, I can see why he'd want that. And I was like, whoa, I have to dump this man. I was like, this goes against all of my beliefs. But, you know, when we actually watched the video, he was like, oh no, actually this guy has some archaic views about this. But it was just really interesting that I suppose the conversation that I would have thought had very much moved away from it. There is still, I suppose, an aspect of that where it is a little bit maybe still an expectation, or right. I suppose it's something that is more of a conversation than I would have thought. For me, yeah. It was a no-brainer, but I think a lot of couples maybe won't have that.
And with your mom, was there a pushback against her? Were there people who didn't think, you know, that she was right to do that?
I think it definitely at least surprised them. I mean, my mom has said that before, that I think maybe my grandparents weren't expecting that. And there's an aspect too, I was thinking about this morning and I was laughing because my mom's originally from England. She's got Irish parents. She's kind of by proxy Irish, but she's been in Ireland for so long now. But when she first came here, I imagine there was an aspect of like, here comes this woman in from Manchester who won't even take her name that's marrying in here.
Yeah, what's that about?
What's that about? What's this British woman doing? But I think she said before that I think it just kind of caught the kind of wider family quite off guard, because again, if you think about Ireland in that time, it definitely wasn't the done thing that you kept your name. There's, you know, you had your maiden name and you had your married name. And that was the given then on the other side. But, you know, it's something that she just felt, I suppose, quite strongly about. And it is interesting. I think it's so much of your upbringing because that's my reality and was how I grew up. To me, it's just the way I was for, you know, the way my kind of opinions were shaped about it was based on my parents.
Sure.
I don't think it ever bothered my dad.
Yeah. Do you think there are men, though, still, who kind of would secretly, maybe they don't want to say it too loudly, but secretly we kind of go, I'd love her to take my name and I'd be so proud when I introduced a new Mrs. Dunn to the world, that's still going on with them?
Absolutely. And I don't think it's even just men. I think a lot of women really want that. I mean, you look at anybody's, like, I just want to go back to just, it's not obviously, weddings happen in real life too, not just online, but you see a lot of someone's hen party at the weekend and you'll see it on Instagram the next day and it's all of the decor is like from Miss to Mrs. or the next Mrs. Murphy or whatever it is. And again, because it's not something that's I've ever considered, I find that so alien. But for some people it's what they really want, and they're right to want that. You know, it's their own prerogative if that's what they want, to kind of marry into a new family or take on a new name, or they feel like that commitment to the person,
that's the
kind
word
of makes more sense that way. You
that's
know,
that's the word I was thinking of, commitment. And is it showing, you know, a little lack of commitment? When you, it's like you're hedging your bets. I'm getting married to you.
Oh, I'm going to stay one leg out just in case.
I've already invested quite a lot in you know, headed note paper. I don't really want to take a risk of having reams of it unused.
I was saying to someone about this recently, and I can't remember who was saying it to me, but they were like, it does sometimes make more sense to keep your name if it's like a wedding. If it's a marriage, it's going to be volatile and not end well. Because if you look at the likes of, like, we still call Cheryl Cole Cheryl Cole, but her name's not Cheryl Cole. You know, it never was.
Good question.
Well, it was when she was married. But now, you know, her name changed a bunch of times and you actually kind of, you lost track of what her name, like even now I'm stuck. I think it's Tweety.
I'd forgotten. I didn't want to put you on the spot. I was struggling to remember it.
Exactly. I think it's Tweety, but that's the identity thing of, like, when, especially when you make a brand with your name, you're known as that. I would only ever have known her as Cheryl Cole, but sure, that wasn't the name she was born with at all.
For those 3% of the world who aren't a brand on the internet at the moment in their own right, if the other person has a cooler name than you, would you not go for it then?
This is the thing that's come up with friends of mine, because we've talked about this a lot. A lot of my friends are, you know, we're of a marrying age. And we've kind of talked about this before. And I said to my friends, you know, do you think you would ever take your partner's name? And they were like, well, it depends what the name is. If it's something really cool and I want in on that, absolutely. Or if somebody, you know, doesn't particularly like their surname, it could be nothing to do with their family. They just like, but if for whatever reason, phonetically don't like the sound of their surname.
There's about a ring to it.
You know, there's another one to do. I do think, like, I was thinking with this, you know, I do think double barreling is on the rise too, of like adding them together. But my boyfriend and I very quickly ruled that out because I'm Hanley and he's Hooley, and I just don't think anybody wants to go by Mr. or Mrs. Hanley Hooley.
Oh man, that sounds like a way to pass the time.
Yeah, it does. So we'd be That's in trouble if we had any kids that needed double barreling. But I do think if there's an aspect of getting a cool name out of it, then absolutely. But if it's a matter of giving up your own, I think I'd struggle.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues with the double barrel name. One, I think it's, I don't know, I think it's a little bit attention seeking, and I'm suspicious straight away when someone. But then, if your double barrel named child meets a double barrel named other child, and they just, what are they going to have a quadruple barrel name?
That's a great point. What do you do then?
You start
Murphy,
to sound
Barry,
like, yeah.
I'm trying to think of four surnames now.
Peregrine Featherstone Huff. The English have great ones.
That's true, actually. They've
Crispin,
already a mouthful.
Marmaduke Frobisher. They're great names. Arabella Chumley Bletherington. Oh, thank God for ChatGPT.
I think I would take Bletherington if I could
it's
marry
good.
Into that. That'd
See, kind of cool. a name like that, it kind of, it suggests a history, doesn't it? You know.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, it is a funny thing of, like, it's hard because obviously, you know, if you're in love with someone and you're marrying them and hopefully you love their family too, there's an aspect of definitely wanting to, you know, to go in all in on that and to buy in on that too.
Yeah.
I suppose, you know, my stance on it is never to take away from that, but just the fact of, like, sometimes I get into this, like, really strange mind loop of being like, oh my God, no woman ever owns her name because it's only ever her father's or her boy or her husband's. But then, of course, it's those men are getting it from their fathers too. So it's all a bit messy when you think of it like that. Like,
yeah,
does any woman have a surname?
You guys get the maiden name in legal documents, which always seems like bizarre. What's that about?
And it's a many a person's security question.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's mine. And it's mine, I have to be honest. I hope we don't get hacked now. Is it not simpler then, just from, you know, a bureaucracy side? Say if you're travelling, all the family have their same surname, the kids have the same surname. That makes it easier, doesn't it?
Definitely. I think that's certainly a point in the name takers camp here. I was speaking to my editor about this when I was writing the piece, and she was mentioning how when she travels with her daughter, because she kept her name, you know, she needs to have proof that she's the mother. She has to have the birth certificate with her to say, this is my daughter
really?
By blood. Yeah, it's just easier to have that with you for traveling. So no one kind of flags it, or needs to, if they're to ask, you know, if your name doesn't match, they kind of have more of a reason to ask you about it. So there is definitely an aspect to think about it a lot more and make a lot more provisions, which is, you know, kind of frustrating. But I suppose, on the other hand, what are authorities meant to do if, you know, they want to make sure you've got a family connection?
They've never stopped
us. What's in a name?
They've never stopped us. My wife is still Audrey McDonald, and we're the Duns, and they've never said, what's that woman doing travelling with your children?
Who is this strange woman you've picked up at the airport?
There's still time. What are we going on? That's fascinating stuff. But there seems to be a change back there, really, is the thing on that. Interesting. And you for yourself, Saoirse, if you meet somebody with a really brilliant second name, you'd think about it.
I'll have to consider if I decide, you know, that I can. I think if I leaned into the chaos of two surnames ending in EY, it could maybe work for me, but I'm just not sure. I don't know if there's any space on the wedding invite envelope at that point to so many names in.
The Hooley Hanny Hooligans.
There's a reality show in there somewhere.
I'd watch it.
I'd watch it.
Right. Saoirse Chumley Bletherington, it's been a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much indeed.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.